everybody, Bob Claster here, and I'm your host for Funny Stuff, half an hour of comedy, which airs every Friday night here on KCRW. And since the night is Friday night, it's time for Funny Stuff, half an hour of comedy, brought to you every Friday night here on KCRW. And I'm Bob Claster, your host for Funny Stuff, half a little, last week, we listened to the first part of a two-part show, having to do with the new breed of comedians, the people who were unknown 5 years ago and are known today. And since we believe in things like chronology, we'll follow that by part two of that same special. Last week we heard Howie Mandel and Gary Shandling and Emo Phillips. And tonight we're going to hear Stephen Wright, Judy Tenuta, and Bobcat Goldthwait. Sam Kinison's record is utterly unbroadcastable for a number of reasons, but the language being the main one. So we will not be hearing any of that. And if there's time at the end, I'll also include a little excerpt of Jackie Vernon, since he passed away last Tuesday. And I think he was a very funny guy. And it's sort of, it is a shame that he passed away. At any rate, let's get started with something from Comic Relief of last year. Comic Relief of this year, Comic Relief 87, is coming up on tomorrow night on home box office at 9 o'clock or at 6 o'clock if you're going to the amphitheater and can see it. If you can't afford a ticket, I hope you can tune in and donate, because it is a worthy cause. All the money goes to the homeless, and it should be a really incredible show. There's an amazing lineup of comic talent involved in this year's show, as there was in last year's show. At any rate, let's get started with Bobcat Goldthwait, and we'll follow that with Judy Tenuta.
Thank you very much, Venice. Thank you very much, and thank you very much, and Phil, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, it feels good to be. Thank you very much, it feels good to. Thank you very much, it feels good to. Scott Baio is the Antichrist. Thank you very much. I wonder, what about my wife is. My wife is so fat. My wife is so fat. She's real fat. I don't have a joke for everything, you know. See, thank you very much. It feels good to be here tonight. Oh, yeah. 39 million people watching me. Oh, it feels real good to be here. I am every parent's dream.
Hi. Is your daughter home?
I am a living example of Dianetics. Charlie Weaver, Wally Cox, Paul Lynn, dead.
Apparently there's something a little bit more mysterious about the secret squares than they had led you to believe.
Yeah, this is a true story. I got done with my performance one night, and this woman came up to me and said, "Oh, I really liked your act. Would you like to come over to my house and do some cocaine?"
Yeah, I'm the guy you want wired in your apartment. Yeah, it'd be like, what do you mean you don't have any more pets?
I've gotta explain to you what is going on here. First of all, I don't want to be here. I lost my
job.
No way.
I didn't really lose my job. I mean, I know where my job is still. Just when I go there, there's this new guy doing it. Thank you very much. Where are you from? What do you do for a living?
Do you remember when my
wife is so fat. I said I didn't have a wife, goddammit!
Do you remember when you look like Marty Short?
Do you remember when you were a kid and you'd make shampoo horns?
No way, I lost
lost my girlfriend.
No way, I didn't
really lose my girlfriend. I mean, I know where she is still. Just when I go there, there's this new guy doing it. I've gotta go, good night. Bye. Woo, my nipples.
It's a far cry from Bill Cosby, these new comedians. It's Bobcat Goldthwait taking a shower on television in comic relief. And now on to Judy Tenuta. It's real hard to describe her. She's a weird one. She calls herself Judy Tenuta, the petite flower, giver, goddess, fashion plate, and saint. And comes on stage with an accordion and sounds very much like this.
Plate saint. And I'm trying to lead a normal life. Let's go back in time. So today, I'm on this airplane to Europe. It could happen. And there was this guy sitting next to me. He looked like a squid in stretch pants. So, you know, I was ready to spawn. Yeah. So this squid in stretch pants is trying to make me talk to him. Just because he paid for my trip. How much can I give? I ask you, stud puppets. Starts puffing on a cigar the size of God's ego. And he's blowing this cigar smoke in my petite flower face. I said, excuse me, if I wanted to shorten my life, I'd date you. Okay, Sasquatch? So, of course, he takes this as a come on. Good. And he says to me, he says, Judy, he had an accordion too. Yes, it could happen. He said, Judy. Yes, he wanted to possess me. He said, Judy, come with me to Japan. You can be my little geisha girl. I said, all right. Like I have time to get my feet bound for some sperm whale with a Visa card. Yeah, pick up the pink courtesy phone. Now I want to ask you a question. Come closer to the goddess. No, you may not possess me. How many of you ever started dating someone because you were too lazy to commit suicide? And you always date someone who will do it for you. And you should be tipped off when they take you to their apartment and they have a life-size crucifix with your name on it. Yeah, and don't you love these people who say, you know, you've given your whole lives to them, and then they go, wah, wah, I need to see other people. Well, watch Donahue. Okay, sex ape. Yeah, good. And you know, the worst thing about love is someone always says, oh, I love you exactly the way you are. And then they try to change you. and you love them, so you change for them, and then they say, well, I'm leaving, because you're not the same person fell in love with. Mm. Thanks, Uncle Fester. Good. I have this friend, Mary Beth Easy. Well, she's not really my friend. She's more like a landmass with a perm. No, but I mean it as a compliment. And she calls me in the middle of the night, and I'm a petite flower, and I'm trying to ovulate. It could happen. And she calls me, and she says, Judy, Judy. No, she cannot possess me. She says, oh, Judy, are you coming to my wedding? I said, oh, yeah. Like, I have time. I really have time to buy her a blender. Just because some pipe fitter is poaching her eggs. Yeah, just because some bus boy from Meals on Wheels found her F-stop. I have better things to do, like stay in bed and complain. You know what that's like, don't you, Princess of Power? So she says to me, yeah, but Judy, this guy really loves me. I said, well, how do you know? She goes, well, because the other day I was in the grocery store with another man, and I guess my fiance got jealous because he shot me in the head. I said, oh, nice. You better grab that stud. He's sensitive. I said, while you're at it, why don't you marry Klaus von Bülow? Huh? Yeah, he'll finish you off. Or how about Jerry Lee Lewis? Oh, yes. He knows how to treat a woman child. Jerry Lee Lewis, yes, I want to date him. Oh, what is he, 0 for 6 now? How come nobody investigates this guy? 2 days after each one of his honeymoons, his wives are found face down in the pool. And he says, well, I guess I'm a good lover. Oh, I guess so, Jacques Cousteau. Come up for air, Diver Dan. Oh. Come closer. Come closer to the goddess. I want to tell you a secret. Guess what? Guess what? I'm dating the Pope. No, I'm just using him to get to God. Yeah, come and get me, Jerry Falwell. Yeah, I love the Pope. He's a fashion plate, isn't he? One time he called me. You remember he called me. And he said, Judy, Judy. Oh, Judy, can I come over to your house and touch your velvet painting of Elvis that cries? I said, I said, suffer. So we astral projected and we went to Texas and I wrote this love song for the Pope. It's a country and western love song. Oh, I just want a cowboy to ride me home. Oh, I just want a cowboy who's rich and lives in Rome. I just want a cowboy with gold-plated soap. Yeah, I just want a cowboy named John Paul the Pope. Met him one day in the crack house saloon. It could happen. He lassoed a pickle from clear across the room. He said, hey, little Kalachki, you're supposed to kiss my ring. I said, if I want to see your bathtub, I'll learn how to sing. He'd be my main man, I'd be his blue nun. He'd teach me how to kiss the ground, I'd teach him how to duck from a gun. Oh, I just
And there you have some excerpts from Judy Tenuta's album, which is called Buy This, Pigs. And I think she's wonderful. Judy, I worship you if you're listening. She's wonderful. I'm not sure if she's in the Comic Relief show tomorrow night, but she should be. At any rate, let's get on with maybe, well, he's not the strangest of this new breed, but he's awful weird. I like to think of him as Henny Youngman on Downers. Here he is, Stephen Wright.
Thanks. I used to be a parking attendant in Boston at Logan Airport. I parked jets. They let me go, though, because I kept locking the keys in them. One day I was on an 86-foot stepladder trying to get in the window with a coat hanger. I was arrested today for scalping low numbers at the deli. Sold a number 3 for $28. I was once walking through the forest alone and a tree fell right in front of me and I didn't hear it. I used to be a narrator for bad mimes. I live in a house that's on the median strip of a highway. Very nice grassy area, I like it. The only thing I don't like about it is when I leave my driveway, I have to be going 60 miles an hour. I have a microwave fireplace. I can lay down in front of the fire for the evening in 8 minutes. Well, you can't have everything. Where would you put it? If sometimes you can't hear me, it's because sometimes I'm in parentheses. Are there any questions? I'm feeling kind of hyper. About 4 years ago, it was yesterday. I went to the hardware store, I bought some used paint. It was in the shape of a house. I also bought some batteries, but they weren't included. I had to buy them again. I had trouble going home from there because I had parked my car in a tow-away zone. When I came back, the entire area was gone. One time the police stopped me for speeding and they said, "Don't you know the speed limit is 55 miles an hour?" I said, "Yeah, I know, but I wasn't going to be out that long." When I was a baby, I kept a diary. Recently, I was rereading and it said, "Day one, still tired from the move." Day two, everybody talks to me like I'm an idiot. I remember turning from 1 year old to 2 years old, I was real upset because I figured in 1 year my age doubled. If this keeps up, by the time I'm 6, I'll be 90. It was my birthday recently. For my birthday, I got a humidifier and a dehumidifier. I put them in the same room, let them fight it out.
There you go. Excerpts from Stephen Wright's album, I Have a Pony. It's enough to give you the basic idea of what he does. Sort of existential one-liners, a little mind plays that let you figure out. Anyway, let's close now with one of yesterday's comics, Jackie Vernon, who passed away on Tuesday. I always thought Jackie Vernon was a riot. Unfortunately, though, his records are not wonderful. And this one is a prime example of that. You'll hear some obviously faked laughter that is really annoying, and it's too bad because he was very funny. I love a line of his, which I don't have on a record, or I'd play you him saying it, but he was talking about great pickup lines for women, and his favorite line, especially good at the beach, is, excuse me, did you happen to find my Congressional Medal of Honor here someplace? Which I just love. He was a very funny guy, and passed away on Tuesday, so let's listen to Jackie Vernon and how he got into show business.
You know, a lot of people ask me, they say, Jack, how did you ever get in the show business? And as I look back, I wonder myself. I started out as a musician, and I was playing with a little four-piece band, and this agent, his name was Roy, he isn't with us anymore. He liked me a lot, but I wasn't a terribly good trumpet player. In fact, I was pretty bad. And then they decided to get a new trumpet man for the band, and they let me go. And Roy said, Jack, I hate to see you quit show business. He said, you ever think of working alone as a comedian? I said, oh no, I couldn't possibly do that. I'm too shy, and I don't have anything funny to say. He says, well, I feel there's a strange something about you that hasn't been released yet. He says, do you do anything? Anything at all, like joke, an impression? I said, well, there's one thing I do, but it isn't very good. I do it home for my own amusement, locked in a room in front of a mirror. He said, what is it? I said, well, I'd rather not, you know. It's very personal. He said, well, do it. I said, all right, it's an impression of W.C. Fields. He said, well, I'd do it. I said, okay. I looked at him and I said, ain't a fit night out for men or beasts. And he stared at me, you know. He said, do it again. I said, okay. Ain't a fit night out for man of peace. And he fell on the floor holding his stomach, crying, rolling all over the place, and I hit him again. Ain't a fit night out for man of peace. Oh, he said, stop it, please. And I helped him up, and I put him on the desk, and he dried his eyes. He said, oh, that was fantastic. And he said, you had this great talent, and you were going to quit show business? I said, well, I didn't think it was that good. I said, are you kidding? He says, I'm signing you to a 3-year personal management contract right now. I was really elated. When I signed a 3-year contract, a year went by. I didn't have a job. We were walking down out at Broadway, and Roy would say, do it, do it. And I'd say, it ain't a fit night out for a man of beast. And he'd fall against the building holding his stomach, and I'd help him up. I said, Roy, I got to talk to you. You know, it's been a year. I haven't had a job. And my mother, you know, you made me give up the paper route. He said, it's a coincidence, but I have you booked on your first job tomorrow night in a place called the Red Rock Inn in Lodi, New Jersey. It's only Saturday night. You're not headlining, but it's a start. He said, you're on the bill with a very famous act, Dolly and Her Bird. I said, not the Dolly. He said, well, no, it's not the original Dolly. He said, but it's the original bird. No, I couldn't believe what was happening. So Saturday night, I went out to the Red Rock Inn, about 7 people in the audience, 3-piece band. And the bosses looked like bookend Edward G. Robinson sitting at the back table, smoking big cigars. And I sat in the dressing room, and Dolly was on first. She opened and closed the show. She was a star. And it was an amazing act. Dolly would unzip her wardrobe and the bird would fly in each piece. I was sitting in the dressing room watching this bird flying in the wardrobe. It was a lusty little bird. And Dolly's last piece was this enormous sequins bra because she was well endowed. The bird was out of breath. And he dropped that last piece on the other pile of wardrobe. He looked at me. So I went out and I looked at the 7 people. I said, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jackie Vernon. And then it fit night out for Man of Beasts. kind of looked at each other. No one said anything. And I did it again. It ain't a fifth night out for a man of peace. He started mumbling. It ain't a fifth night out for a man of peace. What else? Then I did it 8 or 9 more times. And I walked off. And the waiter said, the bosses want to meet you. So I went to the back table, and the two bosses were sitting there. And one said, do you do anything else beside that? I said, well, that's kind of the nucleus of my act. I want to build around it. He said, there's a big black car outside. Go in it and wait for me. And I thought we were going to a party. He wanted me to do it for his friend. I got in the car, and they drove me over the Washington Bridge, New York side. I got out, and the boss said, do you know what that bridge was? We just went over. I said, the Washington Bridge, very famous bridge. He said, remember that famous bridge, and you'll never come over it again. And you know, that was 15 years ago. And until this day, when I have to go through Jersey or through Jersey, I still take the tunnel.
And there you have it, Jackie Vernon, who passed away last Thursday. And let's see, next week, Funny Stuff goes to space. We will be listening to all sorts of different comedy treatments on the theme of astronauts and outer space, especially in the 60s, the very early 60s, when all that stuff was in the news all the time. It was, of course, a prime topic for comedy, and you'd be amazed how many people have routines about astronauts and space and stuff. And so that's what we'll be listening to next week. Again, don't forget Comic Relief. It's on HBO. Even if you don't subscribe to HBO, if you have basic cable, you should be able to get it. That's on tomorrow night at 9, or if you want to go down to the Universal Amphitheater, if you can afford a ticket, it all goes to a good cause, and that would be at 6 o'clock. And it's a who's who of comedy. I don't have the list in front of me, but it is an astonishing list of comedians. And let's see, that's about all. So the address, Bob Claster, C-L-A-S-T-E-R, Funny Stuff, KCRW, 1900 Pico Boulevard, Santa Monica, 90405. And include a phone number so I can get back to you, and that's about it. So until next week, this is your host, Bob Claster, thanking you for listening and reminding you, as ever, to always keep that sense of humor well exercised, because you never know when you're going to need it. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.